We're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, page Aleph, Taf, Resh, Tzadik, Aleph, item 6, the words of the Ari. You can watch our lesson at Kav.tv. You can send us your questions through there. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. The study of the Ten Sefirot, page Aleph, Taf, Resh, Tzadik, Aleph, item Vav, 6, the words of the Ari. The thing is, it is known that from Tiferet of Ima, it became Keter for Zer'anpin. And when she too will rise up there, and her Keter will be in Tiferet of Ima like him, their Keterim will be equal and their both will be one, because both of them will be the Bechina of Tiferet of Ima, which is one Sfira. And then she will not need to receive her illumination through Zer Anpin. Rather, both of them will receive their illumination from Ima, each for himself, and they will not need each other. And Zon will be equal in their existence like Abba Ve'ima, as mentioned in Idra. Abba Ve'ima kechad anafkin and kechad asharin. And this is the purpose of her growth, and then all the worlds will be in the purpose of correction. Again, item 6. The thing is, it is known that from Tiferet of Ima, it became Keter to Zer'anpin. And when she too will rise up there, and her Keter will be in Tiferet of Ima like him, their Keterim will be equal, and both of them will be one, because both of them will be the Bechina of Tiferet of Ima, which is one Sfira. And then she will not need to receive her illumination through Zer'anpin. Rather, both will receive their illumination from Ima, each for himself, and they will not need each other. And Zon will be of equal existence like Abba Ve'ima, as mentioned in the Idra, Abba Ve'ima kechad anafkin and kechad asharin. And this is the purpose of her growth, and then all the worlds will be in the purpose of correction.
Meaning the purpose of correction is for Malchut to raise the Tiferet of Bina Deima and receive there equally with Zer'anpin. This is the purpose of the correction. And we need to see how will she do that. This is the condition for her correction. Well, let's see whether it is possible and how.
Adam Vav below. Both of them will be the Bechina of Tiferet of Ima, which is one Sefira, and then she won't need to receive her illumination through Zer'anpin. Rather, both of them will receive their illumination from Ima, and they will be of equal existence like Abba Ve'ima. And we need to remember here what is written in the fifth part about the Zat Chagat Ne, the original five Zat Chagat Nehim. And it is explained there that their main essence is Zer'anpin and Nukva, and they are just Netzach and Hod of Zat. And Chagat in them is from the incorporation of the upper ones, Gar, which are Kachab. Rather, since Kachab descended to the Bechina of Vav, they were called Chagat. And Chagat Nadzat, they are like Chab Zon in general. And therefore, they are called five Chasadim or five Gvurot, because their main part is only Chagat Na. And Yesod is only the generality of those five, meaning the generality of the five chassadim. And also Malchut is only the general five gvurot, as written there in length. And because of that, Zon of Atzilut, clothed Nehi of Arich Anpin, where Zer'anpin is the Bechina of Netzach of Arich Anpin, and Nukva is the Bechina of Hod of Arich Anpin. Meaning, this is their part in their original nine sefirot of Arich Anpin, where Zer'anpin is Netzach of the nine original Sefirot. A Nukva is Hod of the nine original Sefirot, because the Netzach and Hod are the main part of Zohar. And this is the cause for Nukva to be below Zeranpin, and they are not of equal degree, because there are two special Sefirot, one below the other, because Hod is below Netzach and needs to receive from Netzach.
Once more.
And because of that, Zon of Atzilut turned to close Nehi of Arich Anpin, where Zeranpin is Bechinat Netzach, the Arich Anpin, and Nukva is Bechinat Hod of Arich Anpin. Meaning, this is their part in the original nine Sefirot of Arich Anpin, where Zeranpin is Netzach of the original nine Sefirot, and Nukva is Hod of the original nine Sefirot, because the Netzach and Hod, they are the main part of Zon. And this is the cause for Nukva to be below Zeranpin, and they are not of equal degree, because there are two special Sefirot, one below the other, because Hod is below Netzach and needs to receive from Netzach. And you needed to ask accordingly how it is possible that Zeranpin and Nukva will be once in an equal degree, since they come from two special Sefirot, Netzach and Hod, which are one below the other. Indeed, that came to her because of her construction from the tzela, from the rib of Zeranpin, as written in the construction of the Nukva, because through that Netzach and Hod were included in one Bechina, and the Nukva took to her share also the Netzach of Zeranpin. And then both of them are included in one Sefirah, and therefore both of them can be in an equal degree. And in this incorporation of Netzach and Hod, there are two Bechinot. One, Zeranpin, whose origin is Netzach de Arich Anpin, comes down and is included in Hod de Arich Anpin, by which he is included with the Nukva in one Sefirah, and they can be in an equal degree. Two is the Nukva, whose Bechina is in Hod de Arich Anpin, it rises and is included in Netzach de Arich Anpin, and by this she is included with Zeranpin in one Sefirah, and she can be with him in an equal degree. And the difference between these two kinds of incorporation is because by the incorporation of Netzach and Hod, although by this they become an equal degree, still she needs to receive her abundance from the Sefirah of Netzach of Arich Anpin, where Zeranpin extends from, and it turns out that even when they are of equal degree, she needs to receive her entire abundance by Zeranpin, her husband. However, by the incorporation of Odi Netzach, she is completely like the measure of Zeranpin, because now she suckles from Tiferet of Arich Anpin like Zeranpin. And Zeranpin has no advantage over her anymore. And everything which is explained in the grip of Zon in Tanhi of Arich Anpin, it is truly so in their grip of Tanhi de Ima, because everything they receive from Arich Anpin is only by clothing in Abba v'Ima, as known. And these two divisions in the incorporation of Netzach and Od of Arich Anpin, they also apply to Tanhi de Ima. In the incorporation of Netzach and Hod, Zon are of equal degree, and the Nukva has to receive from Netzach de Ima. Because of that, she necessarily needs to receive also from Zeranpin, her husband, whose root is in Netzach de Ima. However, in the incorporation of Hod Benetzach, the Nukva is already in the Bechina of Netzach De'ima, and she receives from Tiferet De'ima like Zeranpin. And then there is no more advantage for Zeranpin over her, and she doesn't need him anymore. And this is what he says.
This part, read again, please.
And everything that is explained about the grip of the zone in Tanhid, Arich Anpin, is also in their grip in Tanhid, the Ima. Because everything they receive from Arich Anpin is only by clothing in Abba V'Ima, as known.
We are speaking of our ascent to our upper ones. And very much related to us, what we are reading now. And they are found to be.
And these two divisions in the incorporation of Netzach and Hod of Arich Anpin, they also apply to Tanhid de Ima. In the incorporation of Netzach and Hod, the zone are of equal degree, and the Nukva has to receive from Netzach de Ima. Because of that, she necessarily needs to receive also from Zer Anpin, her husband, whose root is in Netzach De'ima.
This way, the Tachton, the low one, is dependent upon the Zivug of the upper one and their integration. And the second, indeed.
However, in the incorporation of Hod in Netzach,
the other way around,
the Nukva is already in the Bechina of Netzach De'ima. And she receives from Tiferet De'ima like Zer Anpin. And then Zer Anpin has no advantage over her and she doesn't need him anymore.
Meaning the fact that Zer Anpin is integrated in Malchut, then he counts. The moment Malchut included in Zer Anpin, then he doesn't count. It depends who included or incorporated in whom. You understand or not? You don't because you don't ask. Look what he says. Indeed, in the integration of Hod in Netzach, yes? Hod is called, who is Hod? Malchut. In Netzach, in Zer Anpin, yeah? Meaning, Malchut is incorporated in Zer Anpin. However, check out what's going on. Nukva is already found to be as Netzach Dehima. And she received from Tiferet Dehima. Like Zer Anpin. Specifically by the low one incorporated in the upper one, is no longer dependent upon it. Huh? How come? That should give us some direction of thought, right? I'm not continuing. You should remain with a question. Yes, Leo.
What does it mean? It doesn't depend on the upper one. It's not clear in this whole story.
It doesn't matter. But you see what he says here. Indeed, in the integration of Hod in Netzach, Nukva is already found to be as Netzach De'ima, yeah, which is incorporated, and she received from Tiferet De'ima as Zer Anpin. Thus, there's no longer advantage for Zer Anpin over her, and she's no longer need him. Well, you need to scrutinize those words. What do you mean? She needs or she doesn't need? We don't speak of transition. We're talking about determining a state where the upper one doesn't just pass on to the lower one, according to the order of degree. There's a transition of lights from above down by the order of degrees, and there is where every Elyon, every upper one, must be as the Elyon for the Tachton, for the lower one.
Perhaps it's related. During the Congress, we were able to do what the Upper One demands from us, to connect and even enjoy it relatively from enjoying thinking about each other. We felt as one body, we had this atmosphere, but you said that we forget about the one responsible for all it, the force responsible for it. So it's pretty similar to what we're reading here. So the question is, like we spoke of on this weekend, when we felt good, when it is good, you fall asleep once again, even if it's a higher kind of good. We attained something good from unity, from rising above ourselves, but still we fell asleep from this sweet thing. So how can we rise from that condition and to think about the upper one, the one who is responsible for everything?
Talk to the friends about it. I don't know. Ask them how to do it. Start scrutinizing things between you. I've given you everything a few times, and you already are filled up with all the wisdom. Now start sort it out and realize it. Yes.
No.
Nice. He's holding back. Honoring the friend.
I want to ask about taking from one keter. He doesn't explain anything here. He doesn't explain why. He says, but well, I don't know what.
I'm telling you, it's he's giving you here an opening for, I don't know how to say it. It explains so much about all that happens to us. The incorporation of Netzach and Hod and Hod in Netzach, it's the upper one and lower one. How do we include with the upper one and to what extent the Creator is incorporated in us? Do you understand what he's talking about?
No.
Zeranpin and Malchut. Malchut is us, Zeranpin is the Creator. How are we integrated in Him and how is incorporated in us? In what under what conditions and what has happened consequently? How can we cause it to happen and how is He causing that for us behind the scenes or directly? Do you hear what I'm talking about? About my incorporation or ours with the Creator reciprocally? When he is incorporated in us, how he manipulating us directly and indirectly, and that we can incorporate in him even to the extent that we really can manipulate him. It is called that we can even suck from the upper one. I don't know. I'm speechless. Incorporation of Netzach and Hod in the system is the, I don't know how to say it. It's simply, well, it's everything. There's nothing beyond that. The true, correct, whole incorporation between them, it's the end of the correction. How is he saying up here? And this is the purpose of growth, and then all the world's in the purpose of the correction. Above, in the words of Deri. I don't want you to understand or not understand, rather the magnitude of the message he passed on to us. The fact that it's not understood for the time being, okay, but mate, that's this is a great thing. I'm telling you, it's not to be digested immediately, okay, but the incorporation of the Creator with the creature and the creature with the Creator reciprocally in all conditions, how are we capable or incapable, what is happening in our root called the fourth day of act of creation, and what is embedded in us out of all that, and what is in me and accompany me and aims me, and how from here onwards can we work? Yes.
I want to ask something simple. He says this. We needn't ask how can they be in an equal degree because they come from two special sefirot, Netzach and Hod, one below the other. It came to her because of her construction from the rib of Zeranpin, as written about the construction of the Nukva.
So, come on.
So, what is the reason that they will come and take from one keter? What will be the cause of that?
I don't know. This is what we are reading. What is the cause? Well, that Malchut is attracted to be in Tiferet De'ima as her root. Post-second restriction, that is her root, Tiferet De'ima. From Nekudot Desag. In a plain fashion. Yes, Ran.
If the lower one is included in the upper one, meaning he has nothing of himself, rather his whole life, his whole essence is in the upper one, what does it mean in that state that he...
It is considered that if he's not... that if he is attached and included in the Elyon, in the upper one, not like you're attached to your dad, then dad have a different character, you have a different character, dad have all kind of... He's built completely different to you. You can take example from him and attach it to yourself, glue it to yourself, and grow. So he's separately and you're separately. In spirituality, you need to cleave on to the upper one, to immerse in him. You need to, how shall I put it, with all your inner character, if you want to realize it to the fullest, to come to a, this is the other word other than realization? If you want to come to the complete realization, you need to attach yourself, clothe yourself over the upper one entirely, entirely, entirely. Like as if a snake is swallowing something or engulfing it like that. Really, everything that is in him should be in you. You want to lose your feeling and mind, all that you have, so everything will disappear, and instead of it, the upper one will be. In such manner, you are ascending into your own degree. Into your degree. This is what's interesting about it. You once making restriction about yourself and want to uproot yourself and solely cleave on to him, you are entering a bull conception into a point. And all your nullification you're performing now is only in order to become that point. Only to become a point. And later on you start specifically over all the qualities of, and desires and your qualities to acquire the upper one. You're not becoming him, rather you are receiving his degree over your matter. But it is under total nullification and beyond that also in bestowal.
So this whole process is nullifying before the upper one?
Towards the upper one?
Nullifying before the upper one. Take upon yourself his form. So I don't understand why he's saying that I don't need the upper one. You're working with respect to the upper one.
Ah, guys, wait, hold on. I didn't understand you were talking about that. Well, I'm not answering that. Let's read a few times. No, we just begin that.
But he writes that if Malchut is included in the upper one, she doesn't need the upper one. What does it mean?
Now, if Zon rises to Tiferet De'ima, Nukva received from Tiferet De'ima, and she doesn't need Zeron Pin.
What does it mean?
I don't know.
But this is what you said now, that the upper one should be an example both for nullification and taking his form upon yourself. So how can there be a situation in the reality that you don't need the Anpin?
I don't know. Sorry, really, I don't want to know in advance before we... You know, it's this whole part speaks of it. Yeah, this whole part speaks of this incorporation. And we'll get to study it. I don't want to receive answers right now. The truth? It's not worthwhile. No. The more we will understand the complexity, the importance of the matter that we're really studying, this is the work. Here's the group, and here's the creator, and everything is right here. Yes.
You just said something like, I don't expect you to understand, I just want you to get an impression of its importance. How can we?
If you will not understand that this part speaks of your soul, of how do you establish yourself with respect to the upper one, that you are coming to him with the ibu, yenika, mochin, you incorporated your clothing over him, you're taking everything from him, you are taking all his shapes. If you will not feel, well, respect is, well, importance, appreciation. If you not feel appreciation to what we are studying now, it won't affect you. And it is very important.
And that appreciation comes to me because I heard you say that I have to appreciate it. Where will I have such an appreciation from?
First of all, appreciation. It doesn't matter if you think you understand. What? If someone like Amik, I'm thinking you understand. Think you understand? No one understands. It's not as wise as the experience. If you attain it, you'll understand. But according to your appreciation, so will be the influence of the surrounding lights upon you. That's what's important. Not to understand, rather to long. To advance is not the wise, the one who studies, rather he who longs. And longing need to be, as Abbas constantly is saying, the importance of the goal. The appreciation of your engagement, of what you're engaged in, this is more important than understanding. He, you think he understands, he already satisfies fulfillment. And that's it.
It's clear to me that I don't understand. But usually we follow along with the text, we read, and then you say, oh, this is a very important place, so I assume that me and everyone are awakened for a moment because you said it is important. But beyond that, what are we supposed to...
What do you mean beyond that? Here I explain to you, it's the lower one and the upper one, Malchut and Ziranpin. We are Malchut, upper one is Ziranpin, called Blessed Be He, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Malchut and Ziranpin, the relationship between them is like Netzach and Hod. Netzach and Ziranpin, Hod is Malchut. There is incorporation of Netzach and Hod, and Hod in Netzach. Yes? Incorporation of Zeralpin, Malchut, and Malchut in Zeralpin as two Partsufim or two Sfirot in one Partsuf, etc. This is what we are studying. That's it. So we are studying of the importance of very great moment, the incorporation of the creature in the Creator and the Creator in the creature.
I did not understand enough in order to understand what you just said.
If you incorporate in the upper, the Creator, he understands your deficiency. If he's included in me, I get his qualities. No importance? Well, so pass it on to Amik and we have nothing left then. We'll go all the way.
We learned from you that we have to ask to be partners with the Creator.
Right, correct. Oh, no, it says correctly.
So there's a situation that we begin this partnership, and then we reach the beginning of recognition, and then we put him on standby and say, okay, now we can walk using our own feet.
Because you run away from the rest.
So what do we do in order to maintain this independence?
Your independence is by you not surrendering to the evil inclination and constantly want to be above it and ride over it. With respect to your nature, you need to be independent. That's all. With respect to the Creator, you'll be independent.
And where is the evil inclination in Netzach, which is included in Hod, and Hod in Netzach? Can we find it there?
We'll find it in the next lesson, with God's will, and for the time being.
Meanwhile, we're moving on to the next part of the lesson, but let's sing a song together first.
כדי שירגישו את עצמם מאושרים אך הטוב והעונג אינם מורגשים כי הבורא הוא משפיע והם מקבלים בשורש למעלה אין קבלה לכן באדם מורגשת בושה וזו הסיבה שנוצרה הסתרה כדי לפתח בליבנו יראה אנחנו נתאספנו כאן לתת יסוד על בניין חברה ללמוד איך לעלות במעלות האדם ולהגיע למטרה אנחנו נתאספנו
נשפל עבורם את העליונה אך מקודם בושה אהבת החברה לבטל את עצמנו להיכנס בסביבה ובכך להשיג השתוות הצורה וגם אם הדרך היא עוד ארוכה אך יש בכוחנו לתת יגיעה להגדיל את הרצון להגדיל כוונה עד שבינינו תשרה השכינה